And we are pleased to welcome the 2010 Olympic medalists of the figure skating. Men. Sorry. With us tonight we have Evan Lysacek, gold from the United States of America. In silver we have Evgeny Pluchenko, who will arrive in a second, from Russia. And bronze, Daisuke Takahashi from Japan. First man from Japan ever to win a medal in figure skating. Congratulations. So before we open the floor to questions, can you give us a first comment on your performances today, Evan?
Well, about my performance, I can comment. I felt great on the ice I have for the last week here in Vancouver. I love this building. I love this ice. I love this crowd. I was nervous today, but I had my coach by my side the whole day telling me what to think. And just about 2 hours before the event, I really started to remember all the training I've done and believe in myself, and that let me go out and skate with confidence. And it was such a special skate that I'll always remember. This I can't comment on because I was totally unprepared for it, but the performance I was very well prepared for, and I'm ecstatic with it, actually.
Thank you. That's okay? Could you give us a comment?
I'm just happy. I just want to say the tip. I'm going to speak Japanese. まあ今日は4回転のは失敗しましたし、他のジャンプ、スピンで取り拳がすごくあったんですけれども、まあ去年怪我をして、まあ、それからここまでたどり着けたことで、まあ、本当に日本人初のメダルを獲得できたことっていうのは、すごくそれは自分自身誇りに思いたいと思います。まあ、今日は本当に楽しく取ることができて、すごく良かったです。
Well, thank you everyone. Now, of course, I was not able to successfully do my quad initially. And since my injury last year, I was amazed that I was able to actually get here and to be here today in front of everyone. And being the first Japanese male to win a medal in this competition, I was really proud. And I really had a great time on the ice today.
Thank you. The floor is now open to questions. If you could just identify yourself before putting up the questions. We have a first question here. First row? Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, Juliet McCurr with the New York Times. This question's for Evan. I wanted to know what you did between the, your skate when you finished and the time when you had won.
Well, it's been a long time actually since I skated first in a warm-up group. So I got the opportunity to actually watch some of these guys skate, and this is such an incredible field of athletes. I have such admiration for all of them, and I'm really humbled to stand next to them and to watch Daisuke skate so well, to see Evgeny skate so well. I was kind of just like for a few minutes an audience member and cheering for them, and really impressed with all of their performances. So that's what I did. I pulled up a chair and I watched the monitor and watched these guys skate. And Johnny skated great.
Thank you.
Evan, can you just talk about the emotions? What was going through your mind when you were waiting for the score? We saw you with Frank and the others back there. What was it like when you saw your name up there? And from your heart again, what does this all mean to you after all these years?
I guess to answer the second part first, just briefly, when I was on the podium, I mean the flag ceremony and the national anthem went so quickly, it felt like a split second. But I just started to think of all the hard work that not just I put in, but my family, my friends, my coaches, obviously, and the sacrifices we've all made. And just my love for skating has gotten me through so many tough times on the ice, tough times in my life. But, I'm so lucky to be able to do something I love every day. And this is like proof that dreams, truly dreams, can come true. Because this gold medal was not planned. I didn't plan it from the start of the season. It was a dream come true. And, sorry, what was the first part of the question?
I like that you actually thought through the question. Can you talk about what went through your mind when you saw your name flash?
I felt really confident and really over my feet, and I kind of knew that was probably my best skate ever. And I've worked so hard on every step from start to finish, and having not just a section of the program be strong, but really be strong from start to finish. And so I just thought, hopefully that all holds up. I was trying to get points every second that I could in that program, and I guess for me that was the key tonight.
Thank you. Do you have one question for you?
Pardon?
Yeah, Ed Swift, Sports Illustrated. Evan, what over here? What was it that Frank was telling you to think all day long as he was by your side?
Kind of the right thing, I guess. It's hard. It's hard when you're in second place at the Olympic Games to not think about a medal. And, I started to think about the outcome. And the short program was really actually a really emotional night for me, and was really draining. So yesterday I just sort of spent the day getting my legs back and rehydrating and stuff. And so today it all just hit me. And he could see it in me, and he came up and he was like, "You can do your best, your absolute best, and it could not be the best tonight, and you have to accept that, but your job is the same, and it's to go out and perform every single step of this program to the best of your ability." And so I just kind of kept thinking about that and thinking that that's what I do every day, so why is it any different today? And on the warm-up, I just sort of got the jitters out, but once my music started, I felt like I slipped into just the same skater that I am on the ice every day. I guess with a little more excitement and a little more energy. I got excited every time I would land a jump, and I tried to just sort of bring that down and get back to my calm place and just keep performing to the music.
Thank you. We have one here? No longer? Okay. For you, please.
Yes, thank you, Evan. John Powers, Boston Globe. You were watching this as a spectator. Clearly, you know the system, or have been in the system longer than Evgeny has. When you see he doesn't do the double loop at the end of the first combination, when you can see he's fighting for landings, are you getting a sense, I can win this thing, because I've been doing things that he wasn't doing?
Well, he skated great. And I've admired him for many years. When I was a junior and young senior, he was winning on top of the world, and I was cheering right along with everyone else. So I was impressed with his performance tonight. But to me, I felt like the way I skated was a winning performance, regardless of what anyone else did. And if I would have gotten second, I still would have felt like it was a winning performance. And this Olympics, I guess, was a personal victory for me. And this is, like, just unbelievable. But the performance right now, I can tell you, I'll never forget it.
Thank you.
Joanne Barnes, Detroit Free Press. This question is for Daisuke. Can you tell us why you tried the quad and you failed at it? And having done some, do you think that cost you a chance at a higher medal?
もともと4回転をやるつもりでこの大会にも臨みましたし、自分の理想とするものが4回転を入れて、まあ、その後をまとめるというのが自分の理想で、やはり自分の理想、まあ、アスリートとして、まあ、一つの理想を求めてやってきているので、まあ、その4回転をやって失敗したことは後悔してないですし、まあ、この場でその4回転を挑戦できたことは自分にとって今後のいい経験になるんじゃないかなと。
Actually, I always had the quad in mind, and for me, I felt that the ideal skate or the ideal performance would have to include the quad on my part. So as an athlete, I always try to strive for an ideal picture through my performance, and although I did attempt the quad, it wasn't successful. However, I do not regret that at all. it is in fact a challenge to me and a good experience. That's how I see it.
Hi, Evan Pilipar for the Chicago Tribune. Interestingly enough, you won this thing tonight on the technical side of the scores, and particularly on the spins. Is that a statement to those who say that this sport has to be about more than just jumping, that you need a, really do need a complete package and that spins are really important?
Yeah. You know, I've for several years worked on the quad and worked on several other jumps, and I know how much, I guess how many hours and how much energy it takes to work on those jumps, and that pales in comparison to the amount of time that it takes to work on those spins and get those perfect and to get the transitions down and to get the stamina to put all of that into 4 minutes and 40 seconds of skating. So, you know, from my standpoint and my preparation, that's been such a huge chunk of time and energy for me is spins, footwork, and you know, like I said the other night, I was looking forward to doing this program because I really like it. And, you know, those are some of the things that make me like it is the footwork and the sort of rhythms that it has.
Thank you. So we welcome Evgeny Pluchenko, silver medal. Do you have any questions for Evgeny as he just arrived? Or Evgeny, would you like to give us the first comment?
Better questions, please.
Okay, so we had a question just over there.
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Jim Cable with ESPN.com for Evan. What makes Frank such a good coach?
I think he has a real understanding of psychology. And I guess what he's taught me is that old saying, you can't win until you've learned to win. And you can't be a champion until you've learned to be a champion. He taught me how to train, he taught me how to compete, and he really did teach me how to win and what it takes. And, you know, I don't think I could do it without him by my side, but together I think it's a pretty darn good team we have.
Okay. So we have one more question here.
Evan, Amy Rosewater with Ice Network. Two parts of the question. When you hear the names now, Boitano, Hamilton, all these great American skaters, and your name is among that list of gold medalists, what goes through your mind? And also, in line with the Frank Carroll question about doing this for him, bringing him something that he's never been able to do as strong as a coach as he is, what does that mean to you?
Well, I guess for my name to be mentioned in the same breaths as some of my heroes and really positive role models in skating is an honor. Of course, it's an honor, and it hasn't sunk in yet, but those guys have given me so much inspiration over the years. Like, Pluchenko has given me so much inspiration watching him skate and you know, watching people go out and win the Olympic Games. There's nothing like that for motivation and inspiration. And Frank, you know, I guess I never let myself think about winning for myself because it's not a helpful thought process. I just was concentrating on my work and, like, really concentrating on the daily grind, I guess, and that's what makes me happy and makes me feel confident. But I did a couple times think about winning for him. And when I first heard, you know, the final results, he's the first person I thought of, and he was standing right behind me, so...
Thank you. So we have one question here.
Barbara Sharov, Czech Daily Sport. Evan, I heard that your roots are coming from Czech Republic. Is it true? And could you tell us more about that? Thank you.
Yes, it's true. My dad is 100% Czech, and his grandparents were born outside of Prague and moved to Chicago. And I have family there still, so I visited Prague several years ago and got to see my family, but it's one of my favorite cities in the world. I love it, and hopefully I'll get back for vacation this time.
Martin Rogers, Yahoo Sports for Evgeny.
When you finished your routine, did you feel that you had done enough for a gold medal, or did you think you would have to settle for silver?
I was positive that I won. But I suppose Evan needs a medal more than I
did.
Maybe it's because I already have one.
Но я хочу сказать, что две серебряные и одна золотая на Олимпийских играх – это тоже неплохой результат.
I have to share with you though, the two silver and one Olympic gold, that's not too bad.
Thank you. If you have one more question for Evgeny, because you have to leave us.
Okay.
We'll do two. One for you, one for you.
Virginia. I will ask in English. So you skated last. What was your strategy, and do you regret not going for a second quad? Thank you.
Ну, всегда тяжело кататься последним.
It's always difficult to skate last.
Я прекрасно понимал, что нужно делать все, что в моих силах.
I understood very well that I need to do everything in my power.
И в моих силах сегодня был неплохой прокат.
And today, in my power, what I had was not a bad skate.
Насчет второго четверного мы не планировали его делать.
As far as the second quarter, it was not a plan.
Thank you.
Иди. Вчера в этом зале вы говорили, что фигурное катание должно идти в сторону усложнения. То есть за двойными должны следовать тройными, тройные за тройными четверные. Судьи сегодня в вашем споре с Лайсачком взяли его сторону. Вы согласны с этим?
Yesterday in this room you said that figure skating has to move in the direction of becoming more and more complicated. That about double after double figures, triple should come, then quads, etc. And today it seems that the referees agreed with your opinion. What do you think about it?
Я хочу сказать прежде всего, что я уважаю своих соперников.
First and foremost, I want to state that I respect my competitors.
Вторая позиция, я думаю, что надо спросить у судей.
As far as your question, I think it's better addressed to the referees.
Я простой спортсмен, простой фигурист. Я делаю свою работу.
I'm a simple athlete, I'm a simple figure skater, I just do my job.
Но вообще моя позиция. Движение должно быть вперед. А не стоять на месте и ни в коем случае не идти назад.
However, my basic position and attitude is that movement must go forward, never stop, never go back.
Естественно, после этого, ну, можно так сказать, что я принял любой результат, и как я говорил, что приму любой результат. Но после этого поражения, естественно, я руки не опущу.
As I said, I knew that I would accept any result, whatever may come. However, after this defeat, I'm not going to put my hands down and stop.
Я думаю, что нужно учить новый четверной.
And I think people need to do lots of quads.
Спасибо большое.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. So if we have a last question for Daisuke.
Can I leave?
You can leave.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Congratulations again. We have one last question for Daisuke.
When you felt the quad in the beginning of the program, what went through your mind, and how did you regroup yourself from that?
Emma?
まあ練習の中でその4回転を失敗して下用のリカバリーの練習の仕方をしてきたので、もうこけた時はもうすぐ好きなことを考えて4回転というものをもう忘れて、次からのジャンプだったりスピンだったりステップを考えました。まあでも結果的にまあ、彼が言ってるみたいにスピードスケートは全てをまとめる競技だと まあ、僕ももちろんそれは思いますし、まあ、それが僕自身4回転をやったことでできてなかったので、やっぱり自分自身まだまだだと思いますし、まあ、でも4回転、まあ、本当にこの場でやれて、で、まあ、自分自身の課題が見つかってすごく良かったですし、まあ、これから あのモチベーションの一つになる大きな大会になったと思って、すごくこれから頑張りたいと思います。
Well, during my practice sessions, of course, I attempted quads, and if I failed those in practice, I would work on the recovery, and I would move on to the next thing. So similarly, on this occasion, I fell, but of course, I picked myself up. I thought about the next moves and the next things that I had to work on. So I forgot about what I just went through and continued to pursue my jumps, steps, and other spin action. So as the other speakers were saying, it is really the entire performance, the most comprehensive performance that is important. So in this situation, I did attempt the quad. I was not able to successfully complete it. However, this has given me an incentive. I need more work. I need to work on it even more for the future. So this has been a motivational aspect for me.
Thank you very much. One very last and brief question for Evan. And we close.
Evan, you made the decision, Barb Strain, NBC, you made the decision before you came that the quad would not be part of what you were going to do. Do you think the fact that you didn't have to think about that helped you? You didn't have to waffle or wonder?
Well, even though that is a difficult element, it would just be one step in the program with many steps. So there's still a lot of things to think about, and there was plenty of, I don't know, just to give you an example, like I was tired going into my triple flip, and I usually have a back outside counter as a transition, and I thought for 1 second of taking it out. And I'm so glad that I didn't. It's just like one thing that's going through my mind right now, but it proves how important each and every step of the program is. And you know, not doing the quad was definitely a relief, just because I didn't have to worry about my foot holding up. But no, I think you know my program had a lot of difficulty in it, and I've worked really hard to make it look as easy as possible. I guess we're doing our job well if it looks easy.
Thank you very much, Evan. We close here this press conference.
Thank you.
Thank you for your participation. Congratulations again.